Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
And 0870 32 32 32, that's our WhatsApp number. Now, Courtney Pavlov was born into circus life, and although she runs her own entertainment company now, performance has stayed a part of her life since she was a child, and it's a world we rarely get to look into. So Courtney, thank you so much for joining us here. Welcome to studio.
Hi Oliver, thank you for having me.
You're in good form.
Yes.
You were born, literally, you've been born into the family circus. This has been your life since a child.
Yes, since I was born.
And you're a young woman, so you've been... what age did you start performing in the circus?
I was seven.
What did you do at seven in the circus?
So I started with hula hooping.
Yeah, oh yes, okay.
Yeah, started with hula hooping, and then I went on to have... I actually had a Shetland pony act where I would present seven ponies in the ring
seven.
At one time. Yep. And then now I do aerial, but being in the circus, like, you do everything. Like, the clown was sick, so I had to fill in. And, you know, the ringmaster couldn't make it. Yeah, even as a child.
Wow. So very much a family trade.
Yes, for sure.
Obviously, this was normal for you, so...
Completely.
And would you have been associating with kids from outside the circus to know that your life was a bit different?
No, never.
All-encompassing.
Yeah. In the circus, you don't really mix with the outside world. It's just kind of... circus people, so you're just kind of surrounded by people that you're working with. So a lot of the time you're surrounded by older people, and you know, it all depends every year what artists or what performers come to work on the show for the year, if they have kids or not. So
I see, they're your kind of buddies.
Yeah,
for the season or
yes.
whatever it is. And the name Pavlov, it's not a stage name, even though it sounds like it's a really cool stage name. Is that a dynasty in the circus society? What's that? Where did that come from?
So my dad is actually Bulgarian.
Oh, yeah.
So he wasn't from circus, but he actually ran away with the circus when he was 14. So he ran away with the circus and then ended up on a show in the UK. And then that show decided to come over to Ireland. And my mum is Irish. She was born into the circus. So she was on our show. And then they ended up meeting up. And then I was born.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the Pavlov is a Bulgarian name.
Bulgarian,
yeah. And he ran away and stayed there.
Yeah, he's been with it his whole life as well now.
That's quite wild.
Yeah.
That sounds like something from a different century, doesn't
it? I know,
it?
Yeah.
Is all, you're a young woman, so this is all quite recent, really.
Yeah.
And is it a hard life?
Yes, I think... when I was in it, I probably didn't realise how much, but only since I've left, I've realised how just crazy it was, really.
in a good way?
Both, good and bad,
okay,
I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a lifestyle. Like,
yes.
You know, sometimes you don't have electric, sometimes you don't have water. Like, these things, even since being out now nearly 5 years, you know, things I'm still grateful for is hot running water and endless water. And,
really?
You know, these things that you don't even think about, being able to charge your phone after 12 at night. Like I couldn't, sometimes you wouldn't have access to these things because obviously you're traveling around so much. And
tell us how much of this, of your life does the circus take up? You only recently left the kind of the world or the lifestyle of traveling around. Show,
yes.
Show.
So I left in lockdown.
Did you? That was only 5 years ago.
5 years ago,
so
yeah.
From the age of seven up. It's a little bit like farming in some ways, isn't it? If you're old enough to do anything in the family
yeah.
business, they're going to put you to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Basically.
As soon as you can do it.
Is there an off season? Is there downtime when you were...
So basically, my family would work 11 months of the year.
Really?
Yeah. And then for the month off, when I finished school and I was around 16... I then started to go and work on other shows in Europe, so like Spain and Germany, and I would work there for Christmas season and then come back and work for the year. So I basically, I'd never had time off. Yeah, I worked 12 months of the year.
And what would the, traditionally the circus people who've taken that month off the season, what would they do for that month?
Just kind of prepare, repair things for the season ahead. Yeah, still working.
Just not putting on a show.
Yeah.
And is there a kind of a family home? Is there a solid home or is it always
no, so
on the road?
We've never lived in a house. Like we live in caravans full time, 12 months of the year. So we would just park up in our yard, basically, mm-hmm. and stay there for the month and then
that was
hit the road again.
That was your permanent home.
Yeah.
What about schooling and education?
So when I was four, I started school and basically the system was the Department of Education. Every week we'd be in a new town. So they would send out a different teacher every single week and they would teach me and my cousin 3 days a week for 2 hours a day. So basically, because it was one-on-one, we were able to be at the same level as kids that were in school every day for longer. So we had homeschooling up until we were 12, alongside doing shows and performing and working.
Wow.
And then I'll never forget doing, one day we were doing class and the teacher said, okay, it's time for PE, go run around the caravan six times. And I was just like, okay. So yes, we did that until we were 12, and then you couldn't do that for secondary school. So I had to go to boarding school and then for a year. And then I went to school in Letterkenny.
The boarding school for a year.
Yeah.
Can you say where that is?
It was in Monkstown.
That must have been an extraordinary shock to your system.
Oh my God, it was wild. It was so crazy. Like even the simplest thing of having to put your hand up to ask a question took me so long to grasp because I had never had to do that before. Yeah. So yeah, it was so, so crazy. Like even leaving the environment that I was in to going to an environment with kids that have lived a completely different life than I have. I just stuck out like a sore thumb immediately.
Were you the curiosity in the room?
Yeah, I was. Well, I think when you're a child, especially, like you just want to fit in. You want to be in the cool kids groups. And I was just like so different and just the weird kid, you could say. So it was definitely hard to kind of find my place there. I just felt like I never fit in. And I just didn't know how to, you know, in a lot of ways, I was probably more mature than the kids because I had been working and, you know, I was always around adults. So
do they seem very immature to you?
Yeah, it kind of immature. And then in ways I was immature as well. Like maybe my social skills weren't where they could have been if I had been around kids my age. It was maybe that I didn't know how to talk to them, or it was hard to socialise with them.
Was that a difficult year then?
Oh yeah, I hated going to school.
Did you?
Hated it.
Didn't make friends?
No, I made like friends where I could, like I was kind of like a class clown. Like I'm a born performer, so you know, I'm not exactly, I've never been shy, but it was hard because, you know, I'm still the kid from the circus. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, I don't think the kids necessarily thought, maybe they thought it was cool for a second, but it definitely, I did get a bit bullied and stuff while I was in school.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Ah, it's all right.
Was that difficult to cope with then when you went home?
Well, yeah, alongside, you know, my mum said I could dance before I could walk. So I couldn't wait to perform. I couldn't wait to be on stage. And when I started performing, I was living my dream life because I was doing what I loved. And then doing that every day to having to leave my family, who I'm surrounded by all the time, and go be in a boarding school and have authority from teachers that I'd never had before.
Yeah.
And, you know, struggle with friendships and stuff. It was definitely hard. I just wanted to be back on the circus performing.
And your family obviously recognised this, which is why you only did a year there in the end.
Yes.
Why Letterkenny then for the next school?
Because basically an auntie of mine has a house there.
Ah.
So I went to stay with her.
Right.
And yeah.
And do you continue working in the circus in between?
Yeah, so every weekend and summers I would go back.
Could have been anywhere in the country.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been very difficult to maintain, considering everyone else was probably relaxing the weekend and you were off working hard.
Yeah, pretty much. I didn't mind because it was what I was used to. Even now, if I have too much time off, I start to get uncomfortable because I'm so used to that
working.
Yeah, I love it.
You sound more and more like a farmer's kid as the chat goes on. And Letterkenny, this was a better experience in Letterkenny.
It was and it wasn't. The boarding school that I went to was maybe a higher class of people, and then going to,
as in a different society, a different world.
Yeah, a different world. Letterkenny again was a different experience, I think. Again, in the circus, you're very secluded. You're kind of protected from everything because you're surrounded by your family all the time.
I see, yeah.
So when I went to Letterkenny then and I started to get a bit older and into my, you know, younger teen years, I was surrounded by things that I'd never heard of before, seen before. There was different things going on. And again, I just felt like this is not what I want to be doing, you know.
You're the outsider again.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you leave school.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, did you do your junior cert?
No, I didn't. I left.
Did you really?
Yes.
Left at 16 when you could.
Yes. So basically.
Looking back now, do you regret that or?
Not at all.
Really?
Yeah.
It just wasn't for you.
It just wasn't for me, yeah. I mean, everyone's path is different, but for me, I always have had a great intuition, and I just knew that whatever I would end up doing, it wouldn't affect me, that decision.
You were emotionally mature. You kind of knew what you wanted.
Yeah.
Now, ironically, or it's a good thing, you do go back to schools now, don't you, and tell them.
Yes.
what do you do in schools?
Yeah, so I go to schools and speak to transition year students just to kind of motivate them and try and inspire them, maybe if they're struggling or kind of feel lost. I think that time in life can be quite difficult when there's so much pressure and what are you going to do with your life? And, you know, what's your job going to be? What's your passion going to be? And especially even with social media now, I love social media. I think it's a great tool, but I think it can be awful for teenagers as well.
Yeah.
And I just want to try and give them a light, basically, and just show them that regardless of their outside circumstances and surroundings, like, they can determine where their life goes through their mindset and health and fitness. And
I presume one of the things they can't do is run away and join the circus. well, it's a family business, isn't it? It must be hard to just suddenly rock up one day and go, I want to work here.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, there is. So basically the family is there every year, obviously. And then every year they will bring different performers and different artists.
Right.
So there are circus people that are not from a family circus, but they were still kind of born into it on the road. So yeah, it wouldn't really be the most welcoming place for outsiders. It's quite rare for an outsider that's not from the circus to join the circus and be a performer. It's usually just circus people.
Because it's a very kind of fixed society.
Completely.
It's fascinating.
It's literally a different world.
And there is the circus doing well as a business still?
Yeah, it's still going strong. My family are still going. And
it's amazing, isn't
it?
And how good did you become at the circus? What was your kind of last job before you decided to leave the big top?
My last job was actually, I was swinging from an aerial chandelier. That was my that was my act, yes.
That sounds great.
And it was in lockdown and we actually had a drive-in show. So basically they'd remove the side bits of the tent and the cars would drive up and watch the circus. And instead of clapping, they would be beeping their horns. It was an absolutely wild experience.
But again, you had to train your whole life to get to that act.
Yes.
You left the circus. What do you do now?
So now I have a kids party entertainment company. So I do kids party entertainment.
Connected, very connected.
Yes, absolutely. So I do things like hula hoop Barbie and unicorn hair. I do hula hoop workshops. And then I also perform still, but with like for corporate events and festivals and things like that. And then I have an agency as well for performers.
This is a talent agency for the circus, is it?
So it's an agency for, again, like corporate events and
for the children's
family fun days and stuff. Yeah,
that's a good idea.
I provide performers for them.
And K Hoops Entertainment
is the name of the
business.
Yeah.
But as you say, you've embraced social media. Perhaps because you weren't in school long enough for it to become a harmful place. Social media is a lovely thing for you.
Yeah.
And obviously, you do a lot of visual stuff, so it lends itself well. People can find you. Courtney Pavlov.
Yes.
Courtney with a K.
Courtney with a K.
Which is why it's K Hoops Entertainment,
yes.
I suppose. Listen, thanks a million for coming in and
thanks
giving
for
us
having me.
A shed in light. I wish you well in your business,
thank
by the
you.
Way. You're obviously still getting on well with your family and they're happy they're happy with you even though you left the circus.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if they were so happy in the beginning, but now they're very supportive.
Yeah,
so
this woman has a firm head in her shoulders. Yeah. Courtney Pavlov, good luck.
Thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks so much.
Oliver.
Back after these.
Email oliver@rte.ie.